Yivamos Perik Yud Mishnah Vav 10:6. This Mishnah and the next three after it, till the end of the Perik, discuss the halachas of a child, a minor, who does an act of yibum, or even mamar, as we'll see in a second, with his yivama. So, and the consequences thereof. So the rule is that, first of all, when a brother dies and he's childless, so all of his brothers have a zika with the surviving widow, the yivama. That's true regardless of the age of those brothers. So let's just say, for example, there are two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven dies childless, and Shimon is 1 year old when Reuven dies, and then Reuven's widow is in a very terrible situation. She has to wait for many years until Shimon grows up. There's nothing we can do about that, really. Now, step two, unrelated to Yevamos per se. Normally, a child can't effect any legally significant act, including marriage and divorce, etc., until he reaches bar mitzvah, if he's a male, or bas mitzvah, if it's a female. And the definition of bar mitzvah is that he's 13 years old and that he has reached puberty, which is defined as having two pubic hairs. He grows two bodily hairs from puberty, so that makes him into a legal adult. Either one or the other is not sufficient. So a 12-year-old who reaches puberty early is still a minor. A 14-year-old who hasn't yet reached puberty is still a minor. The Mishnah always will assume that they go hand in hand, meaning that on the 13th birthday, the child already has reached puberty, and therefore he is a full-grown halachic adult. And that's how we are noheg in essentially all situations. Bizman is that we don't actually check to see if the child has had onset of puberty or not. We assume he has. Very rare would be the exception to that rule. Okay, now, that said, a 9-year-old child, the Mishnah refers to him as Ben Tesha Shanim V'Yom Echad, 9 years old in a day. But again, that just means that he's 9 years old, as we would call it, because let's say your birthday is the first of Kislev, so then after, I'll call it 365 days, although that's inaccurate, like you've gotten only to the end of the previous month, right? And then 366th day, so to speak, the next day, you loop full time around back to the first of Kislev all over again. So that's what we call your birthday, but actually you're a full year, 365 days plus one, 366. That's why it refers to Ben Tesha Yom Echad. So a 9-year-old boy, an act of intercourse with a 9-year-old boy has the legal significance of being such an act. So hypothetically, if a woman who's married has an affair with a 9-year-old boy, so then, okay, she's legally culpable, right? The consequences are as what any Eishes Ish would. So that act is a legal act, even though the child is still a child. So the child, for argument's sake, in that scenario, would not be culpable because he's not yet a bar onshin, he's not bar mitzvah, not old enough yet. Okay, now, when it comes to yibum, as explained in previous chapters, the rule is that all you need is just the act of intercourse itself. There's no midoraisa. There's no other prerequisites, like the rabbinic issue of mimer. There's no issues even of kavana, of mekachtos, of mezid, or shogeg, or onus. None of that matters. All that matters is, if the act occurred, so then, as the Gemara describes it, like already the precursor, like the kedushin, so to speak, was effected from heaven. Heaven arranged the marriage and sort of was half kona this woman to the brother, the surviving brother. And he just consummates that marriage waiting to happen through this act of via. Now, that being the case, so putting two and two together, we say, listen, wait a second. What about a 9-year-old child whose act of intercourse has a legal significance does that with his yavama, his widowed sister-in-law? So now, are they married, and that's an act of yibum, or not? So the Chachamim, who's the Tanakam of our Mishnah and the Halacha, say no. It's notwithstanding that the act is a legal act of intercourse, and notwithstanding the fact that that's, in general, to effect yibum, what you need is just intercourse, nothing else than that. But a child who's not yet bar mitzvah simply isn't capable of effecting a marriage, and therefore, on a deraisa level, nothing happens. But on a rabbinic level, because of that like weird incongruity, we say it does have some significance. It's the equivalent of the child, the minor, having done ma'amar, mimer, with his yavama. And if you recall from previous prakim, mimer is essentially was like the giving of the ring or some other act that resembles kedushin. It's rabbinic in the context of yibum, and like it's a precursor to the yibum act itself before they get married. So what it does is it sort of boxes out the other brothers. They become ineligible now to do yibum and marry this woman because now she's like, I don't know, engaged, I'll call it, to the child who did mimer with her, even though it's only rabbinic in nature. So there are actually two derabbanans here. Derabbanan number one is that the rabbis say the act of intercourse of a minor who's at least 9 years old is the rabbinically the legal equivalent of an act of mimer. And a mimer means it's like a kinyan b'miktzas, like a partial acquisition in her. So she's like, the other brothers are boxed out. They're sort of connected, like an engagement, if you will, something like that. In addition, they said that even just an act of ma'amar, of just mimer, of the minor, not yet bar mitzvah, but 9 years old or more, giving, let's say, a ring, let's call it, to this yavama and saying, accept this ring and that will be effect mimer for us, that we'll get married later. They also empower the nine-year-old to do that, rabbinically. Okay, so the mimer has significance from the nine-year-old as well. Okay. So our Mishnah and the next three Mishnahs thereafter are going to discuss like what happens if the nine-year-old gets into the act and he starts doing mimer or sleeping with the yavama and what consequences come next. So the Mishnah begins and says, this is again Perek Yud, Mishnah Vav, 10:6, Ben Teisha Shanav Yom Echad, a nine-year-old boy. But again, this is true if he's 11 or 12, and it's even true if he's 13 or 14 or 15 if he hasn't had puberty yet. Okay, it's all the same. Who fosel al yedei achin? He can box out the other brothers from ever being eligible to do yibum and marry this woman now. If he, let's say, for example, we'll have the same family tree for the next few Mishnahs. Okay, so a brother dies, he leaves a wife. The wife's name is Rachel. Rachel falls to this her dead husband's brothers with yibum or chalitza. She falls to them. The brothers, let's say, are Reuven and Shimon. Reuven's the older brother, Shimon's the younger brother. In our case here, Shimon's not even yet bar mitzvah. Okay, he's 9 years old. And Reuven's older. So we're saying here, meaning he's a bar mitzvah, let's say. So we're saying here that who posts al yedei achirim? Shimon, the 9 year old younger brother, can mess up his other brother or brothers through Bia or through Mimer, meaning if Shimon, the younger, not yet bar mitzvah brother, gives a ring to and she accepts it as like effect, like, you know, Mimer, or if he sleeps with the Yavama herself. So then the older brother Reuven is boxed out. He no longer is eligible to do Yibum with her. Even though she still has a full-blown Zika, she needs Yibum or Chalitza, Yibum's off the table, even from Reuven, the older brother now. And similarly, Ba'achin Poslin Al Yado. The older brothers, like Reuven, if they give Mimer or do, or Bia, for sure, with the Yavama, so then the younger brother, Shimon, is boxed out. He no longer can marry her. It's impossible. Obviously, if they actually sleep with her, then whoever sleeps with her first, they're married through Yibum. And if there's just a matter of like doing Mimer, giving a ring, if Reuven, the older brother, gives a ring, now Shimon can't give a ring and get an act. He's boxed out. He can never marry her. Okay? Ella, however, they're not quite congruent cases. Shehu posel tchila, va'achen posel tchila v'sof. He, the younger child, only can mess up the other brothers through Mimer, Dafka through Mimer, if he acts first. Whereas the Achen, the other brothers, post in Tchila Vasof, they can mess him up even if they act second. So again, here's the case. You have this family, you have Reuven, let's say, and Shimon, and let's even say there's another brother, Levi. Okay, Reuven is the older brother, he's a bar mitzvah plus, and Shimon is younger than that, he's not yet bar mitzvah. So we're saying here that if Shimon gives a ring to an act of mimer to Rachel, so then the Yavama, so now Reuven can never marry her. That's true. But on the other hand, if Reuven gave her a ring first, then they're sort of, I'll call it engaged, if you will. There's a mimer there. They're going to get married. If Shimon, the child, gives her a ring after that, even if she accepts it, that's meaningless. In other words, the rabbis empowered the child to do some level of mimer, but not with an existing mimer that took place already. And therefore, while Reuven can box out Shimon even after Shimon gave mimer, Shimon can't box out Reuven once Reuven has given mimer. Okay? In fact, period. That's the Mishnah saying here. I'll read those words just again so you see them inside here. Metesh Shon V'Yomechad, the 9-year-old child, who posel al yedei Achim, he can box his brothers out, like Reuven. V'Achim posel al yedo, and then Reuven, the other brothers, can box Shimon, the child, out. Ella, shehu posel tchila, Shimon can only box out his brother Reuven if he gives mimer first. V'Achim posel tchila v'sof, but the other brothers, like Reuven, if they give mimer, they box out Shimon, even if Shimon already had given the ring to do mimer. I should point out that what it says is certainly true. If after Reuven gives a ring, Shimon the minor actually sleeps with Rachel, so then also rabbinically they're all also Reuven's boxed out and needs to now only he can only do chalitza, he can't do yubim anymore. Okay, Ketzad. Now illustration says the Mishnah. Ben teshe shana v'yomechad. You have a 9-year-old boy. In our case, it's Shimon. Shebal yavimto, who now sleeps with Rachel, the Yavama. Pasel al yedei achin. He now has boxed out the other brothers from ever having the possibility of marrying her. Meaning, since he's only a child, he didn't really marry her yet. Even the act of Yibam didn't make her his wife yet. But now he's like partially acquired her through Ishus, so rabbinically, and therefore, since she's like partially been, you know, married to him, if you will, so none of the other brothers can marry her. She's off limits to them. Bola Achin. On the flip side, if the other brothers sleep with her, any one of them sleep with her, like Reuven sleeps with her, Va'asuba Mimer, or if one of the brothers like Reuven did Mimer give a ring, so then, or even Nasnu Get Ochaltsu, or even if Reuven gave her a get, or Reuven did Chalitza with her, in all those cases, Pasul Yado, now Shimon, the younger brother, who's the minor, is out of the picture. He could never get involved to do Yibam with her in all those scenarios. Sometimes because each one's their own case. So if Bia, of course, then because they're now, she's married to Reuven. And Chalitza, because now she's free to go and there's an Isser of marrying the brother after the fact, right? Now that not just Eshazach, kind of. But we're all seeing even the Get and also the Mimer have enough to box out Shimon, the younger brother. Okay, just hope that was all clear. Just one more point. The Bartanura says, based on the Rambam Perish Mishnayos, that if Shimon the Minor even gives a get to Rachel the Yavama, that also is significant enough to box out, meaning to preclude the other brother, let's say Reuven, from ever doing Yibam and marrying her. He only can do Chalitza now. Okay, notwithstanding that's what the Bartanura says, based on the Perish Mishnayos, the Rambam, that's not the halacha. The halacha is that the giving of a get by a minor is utterly meaningless. The rabbis did not give it any weight whatsoever. And in fact, the Rambam himself passes away in the Yad.